it's hard not to be excited when after 8 years of everything that was anti-American and in many ways anti-God, anti-constitutional, we now have a president that is doing, as Mark said, the polar opposite. It's a 180-degree turnaround. And I think what our president is doing could be encapsulated well in the form of this coin that the Sanhedrin, the Jewish Sanhedrin, has just released or will be releasing shortly, that has a commemoration of Israel's 70th birthday. It has a drawing or a carving in the background of Cyrus, the pagan king that gave the command to go back and rebuild the temple. And then it has in front of that, very visibly, an image of Donald Trump, and it's comparing the two together. Sam, I find that to be very, very intriguing. And again, it's hard not to be excited what we're watching currently. Love to have your comments on that.
Well, Dave, I agree with you. And I think one of the things that I look at is this, is that, you know, we often view an election and a president as a point in time circumstance. In other words, we view it from our viewpoint, our lens of the state of our economy as of the day, of our international relationships as of the day, that kind of thing. We need to back up and I think take a much broader look. And that's what that coin evidences, because when the Sanhedrin and Jewish people look at the state of Israel, they don't look at it as a state of time. They look at it as a point in a large continuum. And as we talk about biblical worldview in the program, we say that God is ultimately working out his plan of redemption over time. That's bringing forth Jesus Christ, ultimately coming back the second time. Israel's the focus of that. And I think when we look at these kinds of events, Dave, just as that coin would indicate, there was a long ago impact, a Cyrus. There is a current day impact, a Trump doing what is being done. And it takes the importance, I think, of what we're seeing and puts it into an entirely different perspective. The focus really must go to the God of heaven, who is working out his plan way back, current, and in the future. We are witnessing a really key point of that overall continuum, and it should make everybody who is aware and watching just extraordinarily excited, because we're seeing something that is not just a point in time. It's a part of a much bigger plan, and we are seeing, I think, the elements of the final plan of God's events coming into play, and they're beginning to move very fast, and all of that is exciting.